So this evening we begin a new feature on the program where we will be giving you a roundup of activities by SAPS and also crime statistics for the week on the program. And we're joined by the line by Captain Hector Netshivodza, who joins us this evening. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir, and your listeners.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thanks. It's a pleasure to us.
Tell us about the activities of SAPS over the last few days in Indonesia.
Looking at our crime activities from last week year, we had a case of possession of dangerous weapon. We received an information, it was on the 19th Friday last week. We received an information that there are two guys around CBD who are robbing people using a knife. We sent our guys in plain clothes so that they cannot be visible, and we managed to arrest two guys who are between 20 and 28 years with a position of knife and a toy. And then on Friday, also on the 19th year of this month, at Lineage Extension 1, we had a case of car hijacking, where a complaint alleges that on the very same day, at about 1800 hours, he was driving his father's car, dark navy blue sedan that had a tracker with registration number B747ALS, traveling along Quill Street, Extension 1. He then saw unknown black male carrying a rifle coming straight to him in front of his car. He stopped and the vehicle. And then when he stepped out, he noticed that the other one is also on the other side, and they drove away with his car. We also had a burglary in business. It occurred on the 19th year, between 19 and 20, so about 1600 hours and 1:30 in the morning at Rose Technical College, Lineage Extension 1, just next to KFS, along Rose Avenue. What happened here, according to the complainant here, he said he closed the college and everything was in order, but the next day at about 1:30 he received a phone call from security people informing him that there was a breaking in the premises. And then we also had a case of attempted murder here. It occurred at Timberlake and former segment just there at Extension 10, whereby here it was on Saturday. It says that the suspect, who is the mother here, he tried to strangle a baby who is 6 years old, and the two children who were also inside the shed, they screamed, and the community came and rescued the child. The mother was arrested, and she appeared at court, at Lineage Court, and the case was postponed for further investigation. We also have a case of robbery with firearm, as we are having a problem of firearms in our area. But though, as police, we are also trying to make sure that we confiscate those nuisance firearms. Where here, what happened here, it was on the 19th of Friday. The complainant here alleges that he was arriving at home next to the street here when he was appointed with a firearm by two males, and they managed to take his cell phone and undisclosed amount of cash. And then we also have a case of murder. This is also said it happened at Extension 20, Extension 10 on the 20, which is Saturday at about 20:24 along M-Gain Street. What happened here, a father who's 49 years old, he had an argument with his son, who is 16 years old. They had a fight, and the father stabbed the son. Unfortunately, the son died away in hospital. And we had a theft here. It occurred on the 22nd, which was Monday, at about 8:45 at along Shower Street, where there was an housebreaking, and then they managed to steal some goods inside the house. And then on Wednesday, the 24th August, this month, at about 1500 hours, we had a case of hijacking here at Extension 13, where a lady who is 47 years old and her daughter, who is 25 years old, were kidnapped and hijacked. her mother was put in the boot, and the complainant here, it was the daughter, was put at the back of the seat, and the victim inside the boot, he managed to communicate with other relatives who alerted the police, and then the police who were on patrol here, they spotted the hijacked car around N12, and they chased it until extension 6, where the hijacked car collided with the wall, and the two suspects who have been arrested here, we are going to charge them for kidnapping, hijacking, possession of hijacked car, and the possession of unlicensed firearm and ammunition. And we also had a car hijacking, as is a problem to us. Looking at what happened here, is that on the 24th, which was Wednesday, at Barnett Street, Toyota Corolla here in silver in color was hijacked here. The complainant here, he says, he was robbed at a gunpoint while at Major Extension 13. He says that he packed his car at a granddaughter's out of the, when he got out of the car, he was already pointed with firearm, and they managed to take the car and run away. And looking at our arrest here for the past week, as we are having a problem of car, but we also managed to arrest some of the suspects here who were committing crime during the past week. We arrested three people for murder, and then we also arrested two people for hijacking, and we arrested five people for robbery. It might be maybe robbery with firearm or with instrument that's not known to us. We also arrested four people here for fraud, and two people were arrested also for rape. And then we also arrested three people for housebreaking and theft. And then we managed to also arrest eight people for theft in general. It might be theft of motor vehicle, whatever, but we managed to arrest eight people for the past week. And as we are also having a problem of assault, we managed also to arrest 19 people who committed common assault and assault GBH. And we also arrested people for possession of Dacha. We arrested eight of them. And possession of drugs, we managed to arrest five people. And dealing in liquor without license, as we also know that liquor is also contributing factor in terms of crime in our area. We are in an operation where we are closing those chebins that are operating without license, and we managed to arrest arrest eight people and confiscate liquor there. There's a problem also of material damage to property, especially it's emanated from domestic violence, where people fight and damage property, so we managed to arrest four people. And then shoplifting also is a problem, because you understand that we've got malls, and we've got CBD, we also have got small businesses around Indonesia.
Yes.
So, shoplifting is also a problem to us. We are also encouraging our business owners there maybe to make sure that they can also install CCTV camera, because, you know, when we are dealing with this thing of theft in businesses, we need to see our video footage that can also lead us to the arrest of perpetrators, because sometimes it's the people who are the workers in the business. So it's going to be easy for us also, if the community can also assist by making sure
yes.
that they install CCTV, you see.
And it has been a really busy week for SAPS, and you've given us extensive figures. Now, as we come to the conclusion, we want you to leave us with a security tip. You know, each week, perhaps you can just share a security tip as we come to the end.
Yes, thank you, because I was about to say that. You know, we are also having a problem of grape and snatch at Corner and Nirvana Drive and Lenasia station there, Corner Rose and Nirvana Drive. What we are trying to say here to our listeners is that the police would like to make sure that really crime such as grape and snatch at that robots and stop signs and taxi rank and CBD must come to and stop. So we want the most of the victims here, as they are motorists, we are really saying to them they must also make sure that they are aware about their surroundings, especially if they see strangers around their cars while they are at the robot or stop sign. We are saying do not leave also your vulnerable items lying on the passenger seat. You must always lock your car while driving. Also close your car windows. while you are driving, because they can even put hands while you are driving. And but if you are on stop sign or at robots, it's easy for those chain snatchers there. So we are beware of the strangers and beggars around the street, because they are also committing this grab and snatch. And report suspicious people around you to Crime Stop. Line number is 086-6000-10111. And our emergency number is 10111, and crime number is 322. So if really people can see that there's something wrong, we are saying to them to avoid to become a victim, let's report to police. It's like, you know, nowadays we're having a problem of people who are committing crime, pretending to be cops, whereas they're not police officers. So if maybe during the night you're driving and they flash lights to you, try to drive to the safe place, and then you can stop. If they are real police, they will come and carry on with their duties. And we're also saying avoid to walk along open field or open spaces, because we are also experiencing a problem of robberies around those areas. And at the stop signs, we are saying people, you must make sure that you are vigilant, because a car hijacking is happening at the stop sign and robots, and also by flashing lights when you are driving. So don't just stop. And we are saying also, drugs in our area is a problem, but we are also appealing to our community that they know those drug lords. We are also trying to arrest them, but you must understand the court procedure is another way of doing the law. So, but report those who are drug dealers. Report any action that you think really the crime is being committed there, or these crime activities, such as people who are stripping cars, you know. If you don't report them, because these things are happening next to us, and you must also understand, sir, that community are eyes and ears of police, because if you don't work together, we cannot really win this war against crime. And you must also understand that in the community, there are structures such as CPFs and community patrollers, block committees and street committees, and maybe even any organization within the community that can also assist. We are saying, as a community, join hands together, be involved, participate in community policing forum, because we are going to have a problem if we work alone. We need the assistance from the community, sir.
Absolutely, and that is the purpose of the segment, to get the police, to get the community involved and connect them with the police. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You have a good evening.
I was just saying, if really we can be involved, because we know there are those police officers who are not really professional, who are not doing their work accordingly. We also appeal to the community to report them to us. Our doors are open. Maybe those people, they don't know what they're doing is wrong, but we need service delivered to be done in a correct way. So we know some of our members, really, they need to be improved. They need to be shown the way how to deal with the community, because we are now giving service to our community.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Captain. Have a good evening and have a good weekend. And we look forward to speaking to you next week again.
We'll chat again.
Thank you. Bye. That was the Captain Hector from the local SAPS speaking to us about crime that has taken place throughout the week, bringing us on to 25 minutes to 7 on Your World Today. We go for our commercials.
The world sure has changed. Everything nowadays seems to be new and improved. Products are